This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Wilbur Jones is a retired Navy captain, author, and military historian. All that sounds quite serious, but Wilbur is also all about having a good time. He is the longtime chairman of the World War II Wilmington Homefront Heritage Coalition. USO dances are one of his specialties. This Friday is the commemorative Pearl Harbor USO dance at the Hannah Block Historic USO. Here's Wilbur.
This year we decided to change the theme completely, have it late in the afternoon, shorten the program. We won't have a speaker, but I will be presenting, as I always do, my memories of what Wilmington was like that day. And even from what was showing at the Bailey Theater to the weather report to the football game, the NFL football game I was listening to, that kind of stuff. And we'll combine that with the USO dance. And in partnership with the Cape Fear Swing Dance Society, they'll be giving a half hour's worth of free lessons like jitterbug and swing and really cool. That was the stuff in the 1940s in World War II. And then Nicole Thompson has put together an ensemble that will be playing World War II music, swing music, for 3 hours for the rest of the day. So it's remembrance, and it's also entertainment.
The theme is Hawaii, of course, the location of Pearl Harbor.
The setting is the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, which in 1941 was the place to go, the Pink Lady on Waikiki. And we'll be serving up poor man's Mai Tais. If you like pineapple juice, bring a big straw because we'll have non-alcoholic Mai Tais. And we ask people to come to wear their Hawaiian shirts, their muumuus. We'll have leis. We'll decorate them with leis when they walk in. And we may even have a little Hawaiian music.
Wilbur says he will personally sing Sweet Leilani. While this dance is marking the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the event is imagined to be at a happier moment.
The day we will recognize is, and we will imagine that we are on December the 6th, the day before Pearl Harbor. We're going back a day, the last day of peace. Tomorrow we're at war, but we don't know that night. And USOs had opened in Hawaii at that time. And this is USO dance is being held in the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. You got to admit that it's not often that an event goes back to the day before we went to war. Tickets are $15, and they're like tax deductible because they're used for the Building Preservation Fund to maintain the history of the building. World War II veterans and their escorts and families are admitted free. We'll have snacks, beer and wine, the usual coffee, donuts, and of course that poor man's Mai Tai. We'll have plenty of things there for entertain people. $15, you can't beat it for an evening, and the remembrance as well.
That's Wilbur Jones, retired Navy captain, author, and military historian. The commemorative Pearl Harbor USO dance is this Friday, beginning at 5:30. It's at the Hannah Block Historic USO Community Arts Center at 2nd and Orange Streets in downtown Wilmington. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.